It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology, business trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Jennifer Shvetta Jordan for 90.5 FM WESA. This week in tech headlines, Mayor Bill Peduto joined a dozen other mayors in saying that Verizon hasn't lived up to agreements to provide high-speed internet access in all areas in their respective cities. Verizon, though, says it's met its promises. Federal prosecutors in Pittsburgh say a man from Moldova ran an email phishing scheme that enabled him to steal banking information from U.S. companies, including $3.5 million from a Pennsylvania drilling firm's bank accounts. The FBI says U.S. victims lost a total of about $10 million. And the Western Pennsylvania Regional Data Center is up and running. It provides open data on the city's paving schedule, parks, drug overdoses, and 130 other subjects. Now Pittsburgh Tech Report checks out a local wireless internet. It's called a mesh network. If you've ever used a walkie-talkie to chat with a neighbor in the next yard, this kind of works the same way. Radio frequencies transmit data. Adam Longwill created Pittsburgh-based MetaMesh to help people access the internet without one of the big internet service providers.
We're outside the hardware store here on East Warrington Avenue up on Allentown, surrounded by traffic and a whole bunch of Wi-Fi.
Longwill mounted this equipment and three other setups like it a year ago around this South Pittsburgh neighborhood. While MetaMesh is managing the Allentown network, its goal is to teach and advocate for people to operate their own networks. While many people in the U.S. and elsewhere are concerned about the government being able to tap into private online information, MetaMesh offers greater citizen control.
No one person has the ability to monitor all of it or turn it off. Everyone can network with each other and communicate without the use or without the need of a corporation or a government entity or anyone else.
Longwill says mesh networks like his remain up and running during power outages because they have battery backups.
So it's an excellent tool for emergency use. And I don't want to say we look forward to the day, but we look forward to the day that PittMesh saves a life.
Wireless mesh networks have been used by militaries around the world where internet or mobile service is not readily available. The global nonprofit program, One Laptop Per Child, also uses mesh networking in developing countries. Because Allentown's a community with substantial economic challenges itself, Black Forge Coffee House owner Ashley Quartz welcomed a MetaMesh router.
It's really empowering to be a part of something like that where, you know, in a lower income neighborhood, they're not able to get those resources, but we can help provide that.
MetaMesh also sells their nodes so people can create their own networks wherever they are. They're $500 each.
You just buy it and install it, and it's up. It works. It's like a blender.
MetaMesh's next project is in another community in economic transition, Braddock. That's where a $15,000 grant will support the installation of outdoor routers and educate people about how to create and maintain mesh networks. Now in this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report calendar, again from Allentown, a new coding academy opens its doors in January. Online enrollment is available now. And the 12th Annual Tech Now Conference, featuring technology for nonprofits, takes place in Cranberry, Thursday, October 29th. And that's this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report. I'm Jennifer Shvetta Jordan for 90.5 FM WESA.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by CMU's Hines College and its master's programs in information technology, analytics, cybersecurity, and management. Details at hines.cmu.edu.